So now we'll have our final class for today. Which is taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. From that same first chapter of the Adi Lila, the chapter that is subtitled Guru Tattva. This is from verse number 46. Acharyang mang vijaniyan navamanyeta karhichit namartya buddha suyeta sarvadeva mayo guru. One should know the Acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods. Srila Prabhupada says, this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Lord Krishna when he was questioned by Uddhava regarding the four social and spiritual orders of society. The Lord was specifically instructing how a brahmachari should behave under the care of a spiritual master. A spiritual master is not an enjoyer of facilities offered by his disciples. He is like a parent. Without the attentive service of one's parents, a child cannot grow to manhood. Similarly, without the care of the spiritual master, one cannot rise to the plane of transcendental service. The spiritual master is also called Acharya, or transcendental professor of spiritual science. The Manu Sanhita explains the duties of an Acharya, describing that a bona fide spiritual master accepts charge of disciples, teaches them the Vedic knowledge with all its intricacies, and gives them their second birth. In the Vayu Purana, an Acharya is defined as one who knows the import of all Vedic literature, explains the purpose of the Vedas, abides by their rules and regulations, and teaches his disciples to act in the same way. Only out of his immense compassion does the personality of Godhead reveal himself as the spiritual master. Therefore, in the dealings of an Acharya, there are no activities but those of transcendental loving service to the Lord. He is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. It is worthwhile to take shelter of such a steady devotee who is called Ashraya Vigraha, or the manifestation or form of the Lord of whom one must take shelter. If one poses himself as an Acharya but does not have an attitude of servitorship to the Lord, one must be considered an offender, and this offensive attitude disqualifies him from being an Acharya. The bona fide spiritual master always engages in unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By this test, he is known to be a direct manifestation of the Lord and a genuine representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Such a spiritual master is known as Acharya Dev. influenced by an envious temperament and dissatisfied because of an attitude of sense gratification. Mundaners criticize a real acharya. In fact, however, a bona fide acharya is non-different from the personality of Godhead. And therefore, to envy such an acharya is to envy the personality of Godhead himself. This will produce an effect subversive to transcendental realization. As mentioned previously, a disciple should always respect the spiritual master as a manifestation of Sri Krishna. But at the same time, one should always remember that a spiritual master is never authorized to imitate the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. False spiritual masters pose themselves as identical with Sri Krishna in every respect to exploit the sentiments of their disciples. But such impersonalists cannot mislead their disciples. But such impersonalists can only mislead their disciples, for their ultimate aim is to become one with the Lord. This is against the principles of the devotional cult. The real Vedic philosophy is Achintya Veda Veda Tattva, which establishes everything to be simultaneously one with and different from the personality of Godhead. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami confirms that this is the real position of a bona fide spiritual master, and says that one should always think of the spiritual master in terms of his intimate relationship with Mukunda, Sri Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Bhakti Sandarbha, has clearly explained that a pure devotee's observation of the spiritual master and Lord Shiva as being one with the personality of Godhead exists in terms of their being very dear to the Lord, not identical with Him in all respects. Following in the footsteps of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Srila Jiva Goswami, later acharyas like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have confirmed the same truths. In his prayers to the spiritual master, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms that all the revealed scriptures accept the spiritual master to be identical with the personality of Godhead because he is very dear and confidential servant of the Lord. Gaudiya Vaishnavas therefore worship Srila Gurudeva, the spiritual master, in the light of his being the servitor of the personality of Godhead. In all the ancient scriptures of devotional service and in the more recent songs of Srila Narottama Das Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other unalloyed Vaishnavas, the spiritual master is always considered either one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. So, that ends all the readings I wanted to do today, and I will finish up with a few songs, and then tomorrow we will resume Krishna book class at 12 noon, same place, same station, 12 noon tomorrow, Krishna book, The Marriage of Samba. Thank you for attending. I wish you well. May Krishna bless you and protect you.
Thank you. streets of the city far too long. It's not healthy the way I have lived. I know that the things I've been doing are all wrong. Guess I'm lucky that I'm not dead. For so many nights I just lay here, oh, protect me, I'm calling your name. Please protect me, I'm calling your name. Begging you, please not to let me fall away. Please protect me, I'm calling your name. Vicious world of games,
so vicious.
And I've seen that the preacher always wins.
Jai Prabhupada.
I have seen the illusion the people all maintain. Though they're beaten, they all play again.
Chewing the chew.
So now that the full moon is looking down at me, and my feet start to head for the door, I remember that this is the place I want to be. No, I don't want to wander anymore. Protect me, I'm calling your name. Please protect me, I'm calling your name. Begging you, please not to let me fall away. Please protect me, I'm calling your name. Calling for help, without you I can't make it. I don't want to fight here alone anymore. Please protect me, I'm calling your name. Please protect me, calling your name. Begging you, please not to let me fall away. Please protect me, I'm calling your name. Begging you, please not to let me fall away. Protect me, I'm calling your name.
We are receiving the transcendental knowledge through Guru Parampara, succession. So we have to simply take instruction from Guru, and if we execute that to our heart and soul, that is success. That is practical. I have no personal qualification, but I simply try to satisfy my Guru. That's all. My Guru Maharaj asked me that if you get some money, you print books. Yes. So I took up this from his mouth, that he's very fond of books. And he told me personally that if you get some money, print books. Therefore I'm stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase.
Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his life to save this earthly planet from famine, war and strife. Remember all the troubles and pains he undertook. So if you want to help him, come out and sell his books. Books. Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, gave pure love of Krishna to both the high and low. He made no distinction between the saints and the crooks, so follow in his footsteps when passing out his books. Books, Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world, if you really want to please him, then just distribute. In Africa and India, in Asia and Australia, in Europe and America, and the worldwide spiritual
Prabhupada's books.
In every town and village, all around the world, if you really want to please him, then just distribute books. Books. Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and in every town and village, all around the world, if you really want to please him, then just distribute books. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. If you really want to please him, then just distribute
books. Distribute books. Distribute books.
And here's one more song for Rasika, Rasa Rasika.
Just see.
Not that one, this one. Here. Here you go, Rasa Rasika.